Right? Good? Okay. Everybody can see that? Hi, everybody. I'm Heather Smith. I am your Associate Director of Community Relations. And as of October 13th, 2022, I've been 1 year in my position at WSO and 1 year a citizen of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Okay, so you'll have to bear with me. I've been, you know, in here a couple of times. I've been to Pennsylvania Assembly and all that kind of good stuff, but learning a lot of new stuff. And I was just saying to Stacy, like, oh, Ellie talked about stuff I was going to talk about. Oh, Juanita shared stuff. So did Stacy. So I'm hoping that what I share, like, you're going to be like, oh yeah, I know this already. This is brilliant, right? So my position is a fairly, I don't want to say it's a new position because it's been at WSO probably since the beginning of time, but I am replaced, kind of, sort of, Claire, who was the Associate Director of Public Outreach Professionals. So community relations is that and more, and it's doing what we've already been doing. And look at this, my dad is calling me. Dad, how embarrassing. I can't, didn't I tell him I was busy? He should go to a meeting. Anyway, yeah, right. The man's 80, and we gave him an iPhone for his birthday because he wanted to do FaceTime with everybody. So this would be great. I could just prop him up over here. Yeah. Anyway, okay. So, real quick, I'm going to read a little bit. So in my new role, I'm focused on public awareness and member engagement. So think public outreach and member inReach. So those two tools, right? My ongoing efforts include deepening relationships with medical and healthcare professionals and building connections with community service agencies, college educators, administrators, and other leaders in the recovery industry. So again, it's what you're all doing and more. So just a little background about me. First off, I talk really fast. So if I need to slow down, just do like this. I'm a Yankee, so I was hoping Juanita was going to be here so I could be like, woo-woo, right? I was born and raised in Pennsylvania above the Mason-Dixon line, right? I've been a member of Al-Anon since 2008, doing service since the moment I walked in the room, right? Because I gave somebody else a job when they had to tell me about their story. In Pennsylvania, I was a GR, I was a DR. When I was a DR, I was on the Public Outreach Committee. I was an AIS newsletter editor. I was an AMIUS. And the last position I held before I came down here was AIS chairperson. So I did a lot of little different stuff. And I loved every minute of it. I learned so much in every position I held. I learned about myself. I learned how to do a PowerPoint, right? Yeah, we're learning every day. My home group currently is Tuesday Sandbridge out of Sandbridge, Virginia Beach, right? And I still hold on to my Pennsylvania Sunday night New Beginnings because it's virtual. So Juanita shared about Al-Anon history, and you've got some archives in the corner here. So happy 60th, right? So in my role, I oversee the archives. And I pulled this information, which is so ironic that you're doing 60 and that we talked about the beginning of Al-Anon here in Richmond area. So this little typed part there, can you make so they can see the whole screen and not me? Thanks. I don't know if you can read all that, but it is back there in your little archive book about the beginning of the auxiliary meetings in Richmond, which here, December 17th, 1946. And that little blurb actually starts about like some ladies in a room having coffee and stuff. But Juanita mentioned about Lois and Ann B coming to Richmond. And these are the letters. I don't know if you can see it really well, but the letter on the left, Dear Lois, it's dated August 29th, 1953. And your auxiliary here was inviting Lois down for, I think it was like a 7th anniversary little luncheon or something. The second letter there on the right, that is Lois's response, Dear Dorothy, and this was October 6, 1953, and saying that she's going to come and Anne's going to come with her, and Anne doesn't like to fly, so they're going to take the train. So that's in our archives at WSO, and I just wanted to share that little bit, and also to say congratulations on your 60 years. Okay. Oh, here's my little quiz. So I have some things to give away. Okay, ready? How are we going to do this for in Zoom? Okay, birthday first. Okay. So this is the work in progress, right? Anybody have a birthday today in this room or on WebEx? Birthday. Belly button. Any belly button birthdays today in the WebEx or in the room? Well, I'll get there first. Okay. Anybody on? Nobody's raising their hand. Okay. So now somebody said tomorrow has a birthday. Okay. Get up here, girl. Happy birthday.
I can't see.
Happy birthday, Janet. Okay. Anybody on WebEx got a birthday? Okay.
So we didn't see what happened.
Sue, can you bring us back? We can see what's happening.
Okay, so how about in WebEx? Do we have a birthday tomorrow or yesterday? WebEx people?
Before we do that, can you bring back the speaker so we can see what's going on?
See, I actually did this as a stall tactic for myself so I can get centered.
This is good that you're getting. Can you hear us?
Now we can. Sorry. Repeat that, Cecily.
We would like to see what's going on in the room. We just see the letters. Oh. So if we can put Heather back on the stage, that would be great.
Okay. But real quick, are there anyone have a birthday on the virtual side?
Nobody has raised their hand.
We can hear.
All right. I just want to make sure.
Yeah. Thanks, Sue.
So no birthdays in the Zoom room. Okay. We'll go on. Okay. Catch my breath. Alrighty. Why is it not moving? Okay, here we are, back to basics. So in keeping with your panel theme, can I have, who was our first reader today on WebEx was Liz. Liz, can I have you read your statement, please, about public outreach?
Absolutely. Hi, I'm Liz. Public outreach informs the general public through the media, professionals, facilities, and organizations about who we are, what we do, and how to get in touch with us. Our goal is to attract to our program those whose lives are or have been affected by someone else's drinking, so that those who need our program can find the help and the hope we offer. We also strive for name recognition and credibility as a community resource. And that is from the G10 guidelines.
Thank you, Liz. And just to keep our virtual world engaged, I have asked Cecily to do the second reading about public outreach.
Yes, hi, I'm Cecily. Informing the public about Al-Anon and Alanteen is vital to the growth of the fellowship. Good public relations are important to our groups as well as the community at large. It is important that members understand the principle of anonymity and how it applies when doing public outreach service. We always protect our members' anonymity, but the Al-Anon-Alanteen program is not anonymous, and that's from the service manual, page 44. Thank you for letting me read.
So I think that is right out there in our literature. And I know that you have a vacant position for a public outreach coordinator. It's easy. You're doing it already. Come be part of the team, right? We have 75 other PO coordinators or public information or communicating with the professional community. There's a whole bunch of other kind of acronyms for public outreach, but our coordinators. You have access to AFG Connects, which is a community virtually. You can ask questions, get your answers, share. And also as coordinators, we meet twice a year virtually, you know, Zoom room, that kind of thing. And also I'm always around and I'm still figuring out how to do it. So it's easy, right? You never do anything alone in Al-Anon. Okay, following along here, we got that. I had all this interactive stuff I wanted to do and have people jump up and raise your hands. And, you know, how did you find out about Al-Anon? Who told you about it? How'd you get in the rooms? But we'll save all those questions and opportunities for the end. Okay, moving right along. All right, Public Outreach 101. Okay, we talked about the manual, right? We've got it online. You can access it online. Hard copies, and there's this supply chain thing that's happening. So it's like with a publisher, it's with it being cut down from a tree. It's coming. But in the meantime, access is online. You can get it from our website. Also online. Oh, I just want to identify. In your service manual, you can see pages 119 to 128. That is the public outreach section of the digest of Alateen and Al-Anon policies. So if you have any questions about public outreach, what can I do? How do I do it? What's the history of it? That's your first stop. Second stop are Al-Anon guidelines, which are also on our website. And these are the ones that I've kind of pulled up to highlight that actually tie back to public outreach. But I refer to the other ones for a lot of other things. I think there's one about websites, AIS websites. There's a little information that kind of ties back to public outreach, like social media and creating website stuff. So there's a lot of information there. And finally, I'm sharing, I don't know if many of you know about this tool. Again, it's on our website under manuals and guidelines, the Alateen Service e-manual. The last call that we had with our public outreach coordinators from across the states, right? One of the big things that's a challenge is Alateen, you know, coming back in person, getting the teens to the meetings. So in the Alateen Service e-manual on pages 22 through 23, there's a nice listing of suggestions and ideas of how to get public outreach connected with Alateen. So I wanted to share that with you. Okay, now we're going to get into the wild and crazy stuff because now we got live links, right? Okay, so I know everybody knows we have the website and this is going to be really, I want to just kind of walk us through a little bit because I think there's a ton of information on our website. And now I do this alt tab. Okay, so this is your homepage, right? You all familiar with this? Okay.
We can't hear.
So in the virtual world, if you can hear us in the room, we don't hear anything.
Did that help?
That's not good. None. No sound.
Heather is muted.
Yeah, but we keep that muted so her microphone she's supposed to get.
We're trying it now. Can you, what about this moment?
Talking? Yep. Yes. We got it.
You got it. Okay. It's a gremlin.
So as soon as you went to the website, we lost audio.
Don't go to the website.
No, I'm not saying
okay, we're
that.
Done now. Go home.
No.
Okay.
I just wanted you to know where we lost you.
Okay, thanks. Alrighty. Anyway, if we move under here, under members, there's another list. We scroll down to public outreach. Click here. This is our public outreach homepage. When you scroll down to the bottom here, there's again, a ton of stuff. I'll tell you, a lot of calls and emails that we get are about posters and road signs. Can I print this? Do I have permission? How do I do this? One of the things that we try to encourage everybody is go through your links of service. So if you're in a district or a group or the area, we usually connect people back to the public outreach coordinator. Because you don't have a public outreach coordinator, we connect everybody back to Stacy. Thank you, Stacy, for wearing many hats. But with this, when you come to our website, and if you look under public outreach posters, you are welcome to download these posters and use them for public outreach. There's space on these posters where you can put a QR code or you can paste a phone number or just leave it blank because we got WSO's office numbers there. So that's one quick, easy way. I'm gonna go back here. The other one is this, because sometimes people want to do billboards. A lot of districts have a workshop. They got a lot of money. They used to do this in Westchester, Pennsylvania. So they have their workshop at the end of this month. One year we got a big old sign like this and we put it on the side of the SEPTA train. So these are available, free downloads. Sometimes you have to do a little graphic design, but you know, we're on hand to help. All the information's there on the website. Okay. That is public outreach homepage. Again, ton of info, materials to post online. Now, going back to the online bookstore, another fun place to navigate. To get to the bookstore, you go all the way to the top of the page, see right here in the upper right, online bookstore takes us here. How many people purchase books online? Okay. Like to see more hands about people purchasing, but no, you're going to purchase through your AIS and your LDC. Yes, good answers. All righty. Yes, purchase through your, or just go right out there. Get your books out there. Yeah. So on the website, I'm going to again show you here with the online bookstore where to find public outreach materials. So when you go under topics, menu comes down right here, outreach to the public. Bam. Come on now, with me, not working with me. There we go. So this kind of gathers all your public outreach materials that are available to purchase through our online store. Some of these things you may already have in your meetings and your literature bins, great. If you want to get more, go right here. We've got it here, or again, go through your AIS LDC. I will point out one item here that people may not realize because I know our prices have been adjusted, which really, the AFA, it's still $8 a case, or the amount is. We haven't upped the prices on that. The brochures, the pamphlets, they've gone to 25 cents. But if you're concerned about your budget, you scroll down here to the bottom, keep going. Where'd you go? I was just talking about this with somebody this morning. Right here, your outreach bookmark, M76. It's free, so you can get a bunch of them. Again, on the back, you can put, you have some right in front of you. On the back, you got the little spot. You can put your information there, or you can leave it blank because our information's there. QR code, bingo for you. You already got a book, though. You didn't have to do anything to get your book. So anyway, another spot to get your information. Also, as I was saying about the literature, you know, so the prices went up in August, and just a little tidbit of information, literature prices have not been raised since 2013. So this was like, no, I don't want to say it was desperation, but like it's, we're keeping up with the times now a little bit. What do we have here? What else with increase? That's that. Okay, now this is exciting. As a result of the pandemic and our virtual world, we have created, I don't know if many of you are familiar with this page, the Welcome Newcomer page. Anybody know about this or see this before? So this is a page that In order to find it on the website, you do have to use the search bar. At least that was the quickest way for me to find it. And if you just put like welcome newcomer, it'll get you to this page. This page is a link that you can share in your virtual groups, or you can direct people or however you want to. I love this page because it has everything about, it's like Al-Anon 101. It's got the podcast that somebody was talking about earlier. It's got our blogs. It's got the AFA magazine, which you all got a copy in your spot there. Got our links to social media. Talks about the meeting designations and how to find a meeting. Introduces conference approved literature. Again, takes you back to the bookstore to get your stuff. Talks about anonymity. I think there's a bit more here. Spiritual, not religious. Even talks about sponsorship. Like our member survey. Which I'll get to the member survey in a little bit, next slide after this. So then the other thing that I wanted to share, somebody referenced our World Service Conference summaries. Again, I think it was you, Stacy, yeah? You stole my show, but it's okay. Like we all, like, again, this is like, there's so much information about Al-Anon, it's incredible. And I'm probably like gonna inundate you with too much. But I loved how Stacy shared about the chosen agenda items. So again, this was, you know, you can type it in the search bar or it pops up under members. When you come down here, you got the WSC summary, which is the current one, the archive. So there's a lot of different ways you can get there. When you get here, go into the chosen agenda items index. And this index goes back to like 1961, right? And here's the summary archive. Wait, no, here we go. I'm sorry, the index filter. And underneath there, we go to public outreach. You can see how often public outreach has been talked about and discussed on the floor at conference, which is basically coming up from the members, right? It's coming up from the groups. It's not WSO coming down. It's you sharing and talking about the successes and the challenges that you come across. So there's some really great information there. A lot of different topics, a lot of different things, talking about sponsorship and diversity. And when you click one of these, and I don't know what we're going to come up with. Actually, I think there was one that I had looked up today. I don't want to do that one. Let's see. Tradition 11 sounds good, right? And it was, so it's just the text. You can go jump in. And a lot of it is just like the real conversation that happens on the floor. So if you ever want to know what WSC World Service Conference is about, when you're dreaming of becoming a delegate, bam, it's here. All righty. So check out the website, ton of stuff there. Now, I had mentioned, I'm going to go back to my slideshow here. There. Bam, I did it again. You don't understand. This is huge, huge learning curve here. Okay, so I covered that. The public outreach homepage, the online bookstore, the welcome newcomers page, and the World Service Conference summaries. These are great resources for you. They're available for anybody and everybody. They're on our website, right? So now, how many of you participated in the 2021 member survey? Yeah. Okay, tell your friends. We do it every 3 years. We want more participation because the results are based on people who participated. And I know that the fellowship is bigger than the 16,000 people plus that participated. So the results that we have received from there, one of the first things I did when I came to WSO was I worked with our digital brand communication associate director and our data analyst. And data analyst just put all these like numbers on a page and on a screen with like graphs and charts. And I was like, what? We worked together and we used this slide deck as a tool so that it can be shared with the professional community, but it's also been written in a way that people like us, our Al-Anon people, can communicate to professionals. We used words and language that would resonate with the professional, but wouldn't kind of marginalize or disenfranchise us from like the language. So that's another tool. It's accessible from the website. There's a PDF version in color or black and white. I often share it when I do email communications. So we get a lot of emails from students who want to observe meetings, or we get from therapists who want to know more about Al-Anon. So I usually tag it in or drop it in with an email communication so that if a person is asking about Al-Anon, and especially a professional person wants to know, it makes it valid. It's, this is like scientific data based on our membership. And I think, let me, here's a little tip. Like, oh, since 1984, we've been conducting these member surveys every 3 years. Findings from the surveys are proved as an aid to professionals, researchers, students, the media, or anyone seeking information about Al-Anon family groups. The survey documents the benefits of Al-Anon from the perspective of members who have seen the quality of their lives improve after participating in the Al-Anon program. Oh, look, my slide went on. Great. Okay. I saw the way Juanita like push her papers to the side when she was done. I liked that. Okay. So here's where I got a little bit funky with the information. So we know from the 2021 membership survey that many members were referred to Al-Anon by a professional. And we know that public outreach to professionals works. We've been doing it for more than 70 years. We're here. I'm here. My therapist told me go to an Al-Anon meeting. You know, although I had heard of Al-Anon, I credit her, who later I found out she's also a member, you know, to getting me here. So I had some fact and figures that I thought was kind of interesting. So, and this is kind of where I feel like Al-Anon fills the gaps, right? So 26 million people living in America don't have health insurance. This is according to U.S. News and World Report in August of this year. So what about the people who aren't going to therapists, who don't, it's not part of their culture to go and tell their personal business to a therapist, or they don't have insurance to go? How do they find out about us, right? Because a therapist, they're not getting that information. Also, another thing, key findings from a National Health Interview Survey, Mental Health Treatment Among Adults, this was from 2019. Only 19.2% of adults received any mental health treatment in the past 12 months, according to this survey. Women were more likely than men to receive any treatment for their mental health, and the percentage who received mental health was highest among non-Hispanic white adults. So I know we keep saying like, oh, who's the poster child or the poster woman for Al-Anon? Hi, me, you know, like middle age, white hair, going to a therapist. So it's a wonder, how do we get beyond that? How do we reach those people that don't know about Al-Anon? And that's where public outreach comes out. And so I'm going to say, and this is where we can jump up and give suggestions. We need to cast the net wider. So how's your group, or what have you seen that's different? So I've gotten calls from people across the states, Al-Anon members, that Heather's breaking up. Is that what that message just said? Something just popped up on my screen. Oh, okay. Okay. Am I good now? Oh, just keep talking. That's trouble. Just keep talking. So anyway, so let's cast our nets wider and broaden our reach. You know, explore ways to welcome non-traditional communities. You know, we have our traditional professionals that we've been talking to, the therapists, the doctors. You know, how about colleges and universities? How about hair? Somebody talked about hairstylists, barbers, and hairdressers. Libraries and community centers. So I have a couple little like about our calls that we get at the office that I wanted to share. Actually, just yesterday was Friday, right? Yeah. The public outreach coordinator from Alabama, Northwest Florida, they have their assembly this weekend, and she called me and she's like, I have to give my report. What should I be talking about? This is what's happening. And she just wanted to like bounce some ideas off me. And all the stuff that she talked about was great. Like there's somebody in her district that's doing a survey. They're going into schools. They're going, you know, so that was great. I said, hey, I'm doing an assembly this weekend too. I told her where I was coming and what was going on. She had computer problems too, so she couldn't get her report printed up, which is exactly what happened to me. I neglected to print my script before I left the office yesterday, but I have it now, right? Anyway, so one of the things that I do, we talked about, you know, cooperating with AA. I have a monthly call with my counterpart at AA General Service Office. And she has been, she told me that she was a she's a member of AA for 40 years. She's worked at the World Service Office. I don't know how long, but one of the things that they do is they rotate their positions, their staff positions. And she has shared with me just, you know, general information. We've exchanged different stories. I was asking about how they contact professionals. And she has helped me keep the lines clear, the boundaries of between, you know, avoiding. I've shared with her our guidelines on cooperating with AA, and she has shared their guidelines of cooperating with Al-Anon. So that was kind of an interesting dialogue that we've had. The last call that I had with her, she's rotating out of her position and her new person is coming in. The guy was in the position one day and he's on the call with, like, it was kind of wild. So we'll see how that goes, because I'll continue those conversations. I had a member from Illinois reach out to me that she was preparing a Zoom presentation for a women's shelter staff. And she was doing this independent of, I said, are you with your group or who's your coordinator? Who's your area? And she said, oh, I'm just doing this in honor of my daughter. And I just wanted to make sure I was, you know, on part, you know, getting the bullet points and stuff. And like, and everything she went through, I was like, you've got this. You call me when you're done. Good luck. And she did call me after the fact. And she said she, like, the staff at this women's shelter had really no clue about Al-Anon and didn't realize what a resource it was. And one of the things that I said to her, which kind of validated, is like, people who are in a shelter may not have funding, you know, may not have an income, may not have insurance. So Al-Anon might be an easy, quick way to get some help and some support and feel safe. So I was grateful for her call. That really was a good conversation there. Talked to some really great people. I had, this was a great one, and I'll get into, you know, our PSAs, right? Actually, I'll save that for when we get to the PSA call. Let me see how we're doing here on time. Okay. Interesting one. I had a nurse. She does missionary work in Guatemala. She identified first as the religious organization that she did the missionary work for. So she kind of was hesitant. And then she referenced that she had been a member for 30 years. Well, then when I Googled her, I realized, whoo, she's publishing some books for her organization, and she was a nurse. She wanted Spanish literature to bring to Guatemala, even though she wasn't a Spanish-speaking person herself. So I sent her a ton of stuff. I hooked her up with the Guatemala GSO, and off we go. Higher power will take it from there. I get a lot of contacts from college students. You know, their professor said, go observe a class. I share with them, you know, it's usually an email that they just do through WSO. I often share with them our electronic meetings website, the group that's closest to them, if they give me any information. I try to find out what university they're at, because someday I'd love to follow up with the university and find out who these professors are that are encouraging students to come to our meetings. So I think, you know, if we think about, you know, casting that net wider at colleges and universities, you've got the staff themselves may need an Al-Anon meeting. The academic professors are sharing and teaching our professionals in training, and the student community. So I was like, hey, there's a ton of stuff going on over there. That could be a whole, like somebody was saying about just do one thing. Your one thing might be contacting a wellness center at your local college. I went to a conference in June for, it was the Higher Education Recovery Association. And I was talking to a staff member there, and he pointed out that community colleges don't always have like a health and wellness center, or maybe there's one nurse on campus, so that providing materials, resources to a community college, and those students aren't, you know, they're part-time, some of them are older, returning back to school. So that's a whole other, like, we have a lot of opportunities, people. Okay. Oh, and I had an 80-year-old woman one time call me because she was helping with her local fire department. They were doing training, and she wanted to get them a DVD. So she was doing this, again, a single individual, just like sharing our materials with local people. A lot of good stuff. Oh, and here's my, this is my little thing. This is what I made up one time when I was like, oh, what can I do as a Al-Anon member? There's books, we talked about libraries. Well, some libraries already have our books on the shelves. I've seen, you know, what's the blue one? How Al-Anon Works. You know, I've seen the big book. But unless they're checked out, they don't move through circulation. So sometimes my little mission was, I just go and randomly check out the books and then return them, right? Doesn't cost me anything. I'm at the book, let me get my other books. I'll just do, and it moves it through circulation. So there's, you know, you can always get the books in the library, but let's keep them moving through the libraries. And what about giving your library a subscription to the forum? I don't know how that's working now. You know, we've talked about challenges with the pandemic and leaving paperwork around in offices and things, but that's, you know, and now with ebooks, can we like buy ebooks for the libraries? I don't know about that, but there's always ways, right? Okay. Oh, so anybody doing anything interesting? Your group's doing anything out of the box for a public outreach? Anybody want to share something? Shall I keep going? How about online?
Yeah, I'll share something. This is Ginny Kelly.
Go ahead, Ginny.
Okay, I'm a substitute school nurse, and I called my supervisor and asked her if she would spread a flyer around and about Alateen. And so she had to go to her supervisor, who did not know anything about Alateen. So he learned about Alateen. And then they also spread it around with the guidance counselors. So I did that for the county that I work in. And then I called the city, the biggest city to closest to the county. And just got the flyers out that way.
Great. Thank you. Anybody else? I see who's over here. Okay, go ahead. I think you need to go to the mic. I know we're all like in our little food coma after that good dinner.
Our group, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Our group, two joint groups did an outreach to the homeless, where all kinds of organizations were set up. So we set up a booth with our literature. And so we connected not only with the other organizations, but with the people that came through the fair.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Anne Maria. I'm from the Peninsula area, Progressive Al-Anon AFG. Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. By accident, last week, I went to donate this children's book to a group of women that they get together every Wednesday, Spanish speakers. And I was by accident, and God dang, they make this community service board in the area and Family Focus, another association, make this group calling Sin Fronteras. What they doing is mental health for young people. I say, this is not an accident. I need to do something here. And I tell the lady who invited me to be in that meeting, I say, we have some information for it. I was like, trying to whisper to her if I can bring some information. If they are doing mental health for young people, how wonderful would be if I go there, share with all these people about, you know, Alateen, and the moms who are working, try to get the community together, working for the mental health in young people that we so need it, so much. I mean, telling the people, having being angry, it's okay being angry, learning how to control the anger is another thing. So thank you.
Thank you. She needs a book? But you know what? I actually had a Spanish book in my hands when I left the office, but I didn't.
Did I hand up?
I have a book.
Yeah, but you don't have this book, do you?
No.
Okay. Give me your address. I'm going to send you one because this is the book. Come over here after. Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, we've got Val with her hand up.
Okay.
Online.
Hi, I'm the retired, the former panel public outreach officer. And the one thing that I always told all the districts and groups that I spoke to is that alcoholism is a disease of relationships. And if we're going to do public outreach, make sure that we establish relationships with whoever we're working with, whether it's the clergy or the doctors or the healthcare professionals, that we're just not tossing literature at them and running away. We go back and we talk to them again and again and again. And we never know, you know, we always want to know what is our success rate. We have to let go of that and just hope that whatever we do, it's reaching the right person at the right time. Thank you.
That's a great point. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
People member of Al-Anon. I wanted to mention just an outreach idea that we had and implemented in our area. And I've been in Al-Anon for like 11 years now. It's amazing. And I've also been a social worker as well. And they do a lot of outreach for mental health and substance abuse, all sorts of things. And so I was like, well, I wonder if they know the prevention intervention team at my agency, if they knew about Al-Anon, and they did, but they didn't have any like literature, pamphlets, and Marguerite over there had like a big box of all this stuff. So I ended up giving it to my own agency and all the different areas in Virginia, just like how we have all our districts and all our groups have a CSB. Community Services Board, and all of those places do prevention intervention. So anyways, I've worked at a bunch of them. And so we can give information to them as well. So I'm kind of working on that in my area.
It's great. So,
yeah, it was cool.
Thank you
for letting me share.
Okay, then we have a comment in the chat that Sue wanted to share. Checking out the books helps delay the books from getting weeded. Books that don't get checked out often usually get weeded and sold. And definitely check with the library before subscribing to the forum. Some libraries don't take magazines. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Peter.
I'm Charlene. I'm a grateful member of Al-Anon, 17 years. One thing that I do every year is on my anniversary of coming into Al-Anon, I share on social media how grateful I am for the new life it has given me. And I put the Al-Anon link for information. Just, you know, one little simple thing like that can make a difference.
Great. Excellent. Thank you. And I saw something pop up in chat. It went too fast for me to read. Something about
Kathleen Cox is asking, can you do outreach at the YMCA?
I would say yes, but like others have pointed out, you might need to talk to a contact person at an agency before you drop literature or materials, just to make that relationship. Okay. All righty. So let's keep it going. We're doing great work. There's a ton of stuff to do out there. I shared, and I apologize for people virtually. I know that I shared some links ahead of time. I think almost everything, you know, there's so much available online, but in the room, I've shared a couple of things. So I shared the bookmark, right? Because we're always talking about our young people. I shared about information for educators with Alateen. Oh, okay. So here's the bookmark in front of the camera. Okay, and here's the information for Alateens. That's S64. Can you see that?
No, there it is.
Oh, you know what? It's that virtual background. Should have dropped that. I'm sorry. Attracting and cooperating. This one, S40. Back it up a little bit.
Yeah,
There we go. Okay, so this one here, this really, it's a guide for members in public outreach service. So you don't know what to do? Read this. This will give you some ideas. And AFA, right? This, we used to date this, and then just pre-pandemic, it was brought to our attention by some brilliant member somewhere that said, why are we dating it? Because people don't think it's good the next year. So we took the date off of it. Regardless if the date's on it or not, the material in it is, it's evergreen, right? It lasts forever, right? It's Al-Anon. So, and also this is now available online. So you can download it and do a PDF, or you can email it to somebody. So there's ways to get this out there that, you know, aren't just in person. And the other piece that I put out this afternoon or this evening, I found this in a closet. And this is one of those pieces, it's dated, but it's a Spanish piece. And again, as I said, the date, it doesn't matter because the material inside, the content is Al-Anon and it's evergreen. But I wanted to get this out there because I wanted to remind everybody, our literature, our website, our books, three languages, English, French, and Spanish. So there's no excuse that we can't get the word out about Al-Anon to all our friends. On this particular slide here, this middle image, it says welcome newcomer, that blue one there. I don't know if it will show. This is an electronic piece. So you can get through the online bookstore an electronic welcome newcomer packet. So again, another way to get the information out there and to share it with others. This piece here, living in a shelter, you know, I'm hearing, like I said, I spoke to somebody who was doing public outreach to a shelter. This piece, just, you know, something that could be left at a shelter place. There's another one very similar about what happens after treatment that you could bring into the rehabs and the treatment centers to provide information to those families that don't know about us. And the last piece here that I have, alcoholics, their families, and the judicial system, this S65. It's also in English, Spanish, and French. You know, people are in trouble. I had a call the other week from West Virginia, Mercer County Public Defender's Office. This woman was stocking up their resource center for their clients in crisis. She had noticed there was a lot of material for AA and NA. And she remembered, she hesitated, when she was a young person in California, she remembered Alateen. So she reached out to us because she thought, you know, her clients in crisis could use Al-Anon. So I shared, you know, I sent her a packet of information. I hooked her up with her local people and I emailed her because this is a downloadable and it's on the website, this judicial system one. So there's a lot of different angles our material can get out there. Okay. Somebody talked about social media. And on your anniversary, you share about social media. I don't know, we talk about professionals and connecting to professionals. I don't know how many of you are involved with LinkedIn. This is like my favorite thing, because I don't like Facebook. It's too personal and it's too, like, it's just what it is. But I like LinkedIn because it's kind of like, keeps these professional lines. And in LinkedIn, we have our profile page and we also do ads so that there are targeted ads. This is WSO, does targeted ads to professionals. And there's a whole list that we base it off of, you know, therapist, crisis, medical, so that our ads for Al-Anon are targeted to professionals in the LinkedIn community that may not know or may, you know, just pops up on the side. I know that when I was in Pennsylvania actually got a bequest of $20,000 from a member. And that was a big deal because, oh my God, what do? We don't take money from people, blah, blah, are they a member? Everything got clear. We talked to WSO. And what we decided, the area decided to do with the money was to do public outreach. And one of the things that they did was they purchased ads on Facebook. And they were, you know, targeted ads. And that's like, you know, how they do those algorithms and all that googly kind of stuff. So you can purchase ads in certain areas. And I would say if you're going to do that, well, we don't have a public outreach coordinator yet, but you can always
contact WSO and we can work with you and help you figure out the parameters for that. In our manual, the digest of Al-Anon and Alateen policies on pages 127 through 128, it talks about social media because of course you want to protect your anonymity and what can you share and what would be appropriate and inappropriate. So we talk about in those sections how it is an important venue to carry the message. We talk about what is appropriate for areas, districts, and AISs to share and how to kind of do their blogs and their websites. We talk about social media within the groups, you know, in keeping with tradition five, you know, we're helping friends and family, but you, as groups, you don't create social media pages. That's for the areas and the districts. And then there's some tips for the individual members to carry the message as described in step 12. Members are welcome to share social media posts from the WSO and Al-Anon service arms for public outreach. Members maintain the principle of anonymity, never revealing their membership, and do not appear to speak for Al-Anon as a whole. They avoid actions, behaviors, or commentary that could draw Al-Anon into public controversy, harm Al-Anon's name, or distort its public outreach message. The names Al-Anon and Alateen are trademark names and may not be used as usernames, logos, or identifying characteristics on profiles. In order to adhere to the spiritual principles described in Tradition 12, individual members do not create Al-Anon, Alateen social media pages. So that's all kind of identified there, but that's one of those ways that we keep Al-Anon, the integrity of Al-Anon, and we keep our anonymity. And that's kind of a new tweaked policy. And I know Stacy shared about the conversations that we had at WSO about WSO commenting when things are incorrectly posted out there in the world. I know there was a lot of hype this past summer by some, you know, movie star people, and somebody said things about Al-Anon that really didn't make sense. And we had heated discussions at the office about how to deal with this. And, you know, the people that are having discussions are members like you. And coming back, like maybe, you know, following our traditions, this is how we're going to respond, by not responding. And if individuals, you know, see this, you can post the correct link if you wanted to, but again, it's about protecting your own anonymity of yourself and others. Alrighty, I'm talking a lot. I'm going to breathe because PSAs, another great opportunity. So I got a call a couple weeks ago, a 90-year-old man in near Flint, Michigan, Minnesota, Flint, far away, right? Calls me because he wants to get PSA on the radio. He wants to get Al-Anon PSAs on the radio. And I start talking to him. He's an AA member, 50 years in the program. He knows. He's like, I know Al-Anon does great work. Why aren't we? And I was like, okay. So I got him hooked up with the area coordinator there. But one of the things with PSAs is that WSO has produced and distributed and share them with 22,000 plus commercial radio and TV stations across US and Canada. And I know in the past we used to write letters to people and get them to post them or to share the PSAs. So what we've asked now, because we have this kind of subscription program, what isn't included in those subscriptions would be local cable TV stations, that's your community cable channels, college and university stations, TV or radio, and religious stations. So asking those station managers to play a PSA is public outreach. You can do that as an individual, you can do it as a group, as an area. And on our website, if you look under the social media and public outreach, they talk about how to, you know, simply send that contact information to WSO, and then we make those connections. So that's kind of that. So here is our most, I think this is one of the most recent ones. If I do this, right? Let's see.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too. Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
So that's on YouTube. We have a whole listing on YouTube of little PSAs, interviews, all sorts of information that can be, you can share the link, you can take this information and post it on your websites. So there's a ton of information, Al-Anon YouTube, Al-Anon Instagram, Al-Anon Facebook, all that social media is a whole other way to get the word out. Okay, now I need my volunteer, Becky, online Becky.
Yes, I am here in the far southwestern part of Virginia, where there are no meetings closer than 2 hours. So I'm reading the snippet that Heather gave me to read. Slide 12, let it begin with me. Service and recovery are not independent of each other. Both are part of the spiritual awakening that continues to guide us. The more willing we become to practice all of this program, the more progress we can make in recovering from the effects of another's alcoholism and living our lives more fully. And that's from When I Got Busy, I Got Better. Page 2.
Thank you, Becky. So without all of us practicing all of this program, what happens, right? So think again about how you got into the program. So I think, you know, I mentioned that my therapist had told me, like, get yourself to a meeting. But I also had a friend before I got to the therapist that I was, you know, kind of venting. And this is, oh, can you hear me now? Okay. Okay, so aside from the therapist who said, get yourself to a meeting, I was venting to a friend early on in my career, in my marriage, and she picked up the buzzwords or the keywords. I don't know how she figured it out, maybe because she was in Al-Anon, and she gave me a stack of literature. I still have the books. It was My Courage to Change, How Al-Anon Works, Paths to Recovery. She gave me some other non-Cal stuff, but that's off my shelf now. But I think about how one person can do one thing, you know, welcoming the newcomer, sharing a piece of literature. And that might be enough that that person needs that for that day. So again, I come back to, like we say here, let it begin with me. And what I took here from Reaching for Personal Freedom, sharing the message of recovery with those who are still hurting, helpless, and afraid. I lost my page. Maybe it's here. Don't know where that went. Sorry. Okay. We know it's out there. And this, can we get Susan for the last quote of the evening?
Okay. You can do it. We can do it together. Anyone can start something, but carrying it out is the real challenge. And all the rest of you are doing that job. You're all the founders in your own right, carrying the message. It's from Al-Anon co-founder Lois.
Thank you, Susan. So again, thank you all for what you do. Keep doing it. And if you really want to step into service, be a WSO volunteer. Become a member, an at-large member of one of the committees. There's a deadline really soon. And you go to the website, there's all the details for that. The World Service Office needs your experience, strength, and hope. Have you considered serving as a volunteer on a WSO at-large committee? These committees help provide direction regarding our conference-approved literature, major public outreach projects, and which sharings to include in the forum, as well as oversee our annual audit. So you can submit your resume by October 29th, if you're interested in that. And I had mentioned about, we talked about InReach and member engagement. So this is that was my little plug there. But also, somebody had mentioned about Road Trip. Road Trip is next weekend. This is my little baby. This is what I've been doing for the past year, is preparing for road trip. I know it's short notice, and I know our ticket sales close on the 17th, but this is a great thing that the board has been doing to connect with everybody, to kind of just show how we are all members of Al-Anon. And I'm really looking forward to it because I had the opportunity to work with some colleagues. I'm connecting with our members in Ohio, and our board members are really, we're putting them to the test. Talked about doing skits. They're doing skits. They're doing presentations. We're working them. And also now we were at the table earlier talking about international convention. So international convention next summer in Albuquerque. Like I said, I started at WSO on October 13th last year. November 5th, they were flying me to New Mexico, Albuquerque. We had a site visit. We were at the convention center figuring out what goes where. We were looking at the hotels, figuring out what hotels we wanted to have. And it was a whirlwind. So I am involved with the day before the convention starts, which is June 29th, will be the day of connecting. Again, another in-reach member engagement thing. The board is hosting it. Members get to come do workshops that you don't normally get at assemblies or weekend workshops focused on connecting members through service. So that's happening there. And okay, here's a little quiz. See if anybody knows this, and if you know it. So I have two dates for what could be considered our first Al-Anon International Convention. 2 years. Does anybody have an idea, any answer? When was our first Al-Anon International Convention? Oh, wait, you got to raise your hand. And if you have an answer, you have to tell me the answer one at a time because I only have two books left. So I see someone here raised a hand but hesitated. Not 1986. Anybody else? So the question was, do you know when our first international convention was? But you got to raise your hand, like the teacher says.
There's a hand up in the virtual world.
Okay, so 75 is incorrect and 86 is incorrect. Virtual?
Liz C., what's your answer?
Sorry. I believe was in 1985, the convention in Montreal, Canada.
Bingo. And bam. She gets bonus points because she said Montreal. So she's getting a book. Can you capture her email or her mailing address? All right. So our first international convention was in Montreal. It was done side by side with AA. So that was the first one. But then there's also, you know, a little debate here, because really in 1998 was the first time that we had it and we invited AA. So 1998 was in Salt Lake City, Utah. So kind of depending on the way you play the game, I would have accepted 98, but we got 85 Montreal. Great job. Thank you. Okay. And somebody said tours are back. Yeah. Come on to Virginia Beach. We're open. Book your tour online. Can see archives in person. Margaret's doing great work here. Got in the corner there, right? And what else do we have there? Oh, okay, here we go. Last one quiz. I'm gonna keep it in the room because I can do that. So after two years we're open. And we moved, the WSO is the clearinghouse that serves the Al-Anon Fellowship. We were originally located in New York City, and the offices were relocated to Virginia Beach in what year? Stacy's hand went up first. Nope, but I see behind her one. Bingo.
We didn't hear the answer.
No, we got one here.
Okay. But what was the answer?
The answer was 1996.
Thank you.
And you were asking questions about that, weren't you? What? Right. Right. There was a whole thought process, right? we think a lot in Al-Anon. They thought a lot about it. Yeah. So that's that. Okay. So come on and visit us. We're open for business. And we do get to wear business casual and a little bit more casual. So that's kind of nice. And thank you for tolerating my speedy talk. I'll take some questions now. If you have questions that don't come up here or aren't in the room or whatever, I've put the email at the bottom. That's our general public outreach email. There's about two or three staff members that can respond to that. If you want me personally, just put Heather, you said to email you. That's what I got. Okay. Any questions virtually or in the room?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mine is very short. Can you share this PowerPoint with us on the area website, please?
I will email it to your chairperson, and she will distribute it, or somebody will take care of it from there. Okay? It'll cost you.
All right, if you're online and you have a question, please raise your virtual hand, but we're going to go to Stacy.
Thank you, Heather, so much. I had so many notes. I appreciate it. But my question is, is there any sort of research done or any sort of data after a PSA is sent out and the amount of phone calls that come in?
I want to say yes, but I'm not 100% sure. I will say, so Scott P is our brand and digital communications person, and he and Rory is our data guy. They have all sorts of like analytics and things like that. And I know I was talking and interested because this is not a plug. This is not Cal. There's a program on Hulu that highlighted Al-Anon. And we were all excited at the office because the actor like opens up his phone and there is our website, and then he goes to his room and he's got a piece of our literature. So we were like all excited about this. And of course I'm like, well, did we get calls? Did, you know, how many hits did we have to our website? So there definitely was a spike in some things, but that specific data, that's a Scott thing. And you know Scott, right? Yeah. Ask Scott. No. Okay, thank you for saying that so that I didn't have to.
But those in the virtual world didn't hear what she said.
This is not endorsed by Al-Anon, but there is a program on Hulu called The Bear that the main character goes to an Al-Anon meeting and displays Al-Anon literature. And it is, I don't even know if those directors or people contacted us, you know, who knows, but they did a nice job. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Deb T, and I'm from the Roanoke District. My question is about PSAs too. I just wondered if you have statistics on when they show PSAs, how many times they show them. To be honest with you, I don't ever feel like I've seen a PSA. And I just wondered how that all works. How do you get these stations to show these PSAs at times when most people are watching TV or listening to the radio? So thank you.
Thank you for that question about PSAs and when they get aired. Again, our brand communications guy keeps track of all that. Because PSAs are not paid space, they don't necessarily get aired during peak times. So sometimes it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. And maybe that's more appropriate when somebody is struggling with somebody else's alcoholism who might be watching TV or listening to radio in the middle of the night type thing. But because this, as I call it, a subscription that we have with these 22,000 plus commercial radio and TV stations, it's just kind of based on when they produce it and when they put it out there. And I don't have the details of it. I'm looking here to see if there was any notes that reference how it's done. No. And if when your coordinator, when your public outreach coordinator steps into service, a lot more details about PSAs and the website hits are on AFG Connects. So PO coordinator. Stacy says someone needs to step into service, please. And I'm like, yeah, come on, we'll have a good time. Any more questions over there? We're good. Okay, so last giveaway, because I have a minute or two, right? Okay, and I don't know how we're gonna pull this off. It's the person with the least amount of service. So if you've been thrown into your position and you're here for the first time, you're subbing for someone, you have like less than 6 months of service. Anybody? 6 months or less of service. Oh, come on, who's that? Get up here, girl. Come up here. Come here.
That would be Dinah Fralin from the Roanoke Allegheny District.
I know, but I got this for you. So this book, okay, this book here, see that, where did it go? Can we see it on the thing there? It's called Many Voices, One Journey. It is B31. So that book, this is my personal mission, is to get that book out in your hands. That book is so awesome. It talks about the history of our program. It's got little questions in there that are like personal questions. So like if you're a geek for history and if you love Al-Anon, that book is just like, I keep it next to my phone in the office, right next to my manual, because it's like there's so much information and it's so good. So enjoy that. And again,